Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Liz Truss announced Thursday she is leaving the job when a replacement can be elected. That'll take about 1 week.
I was elected by the Conservative Party with a mandate to change this. We delivered on energy bills and on cutting national insurance. And we set out a vision for a low-tax, high-growth economy that would take advantage of the freedoms of Brexit.
A Wisconsin tax group asked the Supreme Court on Wednesday to block President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan that will result in every American taxpayer paying for someone else's student loan. The Biden administration, which has been sued by at least seven states and two organizations over the plan, has recently begun accepting applications for it online. The Green Bay, Wisconsin-based group says Biden overstepped his executive powers, pushing the burden onto the American taxpayer. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a last-minute appeal filed by Oklahoma death row inmate Benjamin Cole. Back in the early 2000s, Cole was playing a video game when his nine-month-old baby wouldn't stop crying, angering Cole, and he responded in violence, taking the baby's life. More than 30 drivers in Southern California got stuck along the 405 freeway near Mulholland Drive just about the same time due to flat tires. The California Highway Patrol says it didn't appear to be intentional. Officials believe a box of nails or some wooden blocks may have fallen off a truck, creating the hazard. No injuries were reported. The Biden administration is tossing around a plan to jointly produce weapons with Taiwan. It aims to increase production capacity for U.S.-designed arms, speed their transfer, and strengthen deterrence towards China. The Biden administration admits this is going to take some time to really shake out, and that the process is likely to continue throughout 2023. USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A federal judge implied Wednesday President Trump signed legal documents alleging instances of fraud during the 2020 election that the judge claims Trump knew were false. President Clinton-appointed U.S. District Court Judge David Carter said these knowingly false allegations were used in at least one lawsuit filed by Trump and his attorneys. The judge says John Eastman's lawsuit, citing attorney-client privilege, does not apply in this case. President Biden's White House promised no new oil was going to be taken from the strategic oil reserves. Now that gas prices are skyrocketing again, the president will tap the reserves again to temporarily lower prices.
Families are hurting, according to President Biden, and so Wednesday, he officially announced an upcoming release of 15 million more barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, while also putting pressure on oil companies to pass profits onto consumers and not their own pockets. At today's White House briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said while the cost of gas has come down in recent months, it's still too high.
The profit that energy companies are making in every gallon of gasoline is about double what is typically is at this time of year.
The president is hoping to ease the burden of high energy costs on American families. Here again is Jean-Pierre.
He is releasing 15 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to be delivered in December.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
I'm Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. Ox Hillman is going to join us here in just a moment. Going to talk about his new book, Birdies, Bogeys, and Life Lessons from the Game of Golf. Yes. The game of golf. So pay attention here. That's one of the most revered sports on the planet Earth. And my thought is, Oz, that maybe there will be golf in heaven. What do you think?
Well, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but
a lot of us are counting on it anyway.
Exactly. And there will be no cussing in heaven. Okay, this is pure golf. It'll be holy golf that we'll be playing, okay?
Because we know triple bogeys.
Yeah, exactly. Because we know that golf can bring you to your knees. I mean, for you, Oz, I mean, you've been playing golf, I mean, as a kid. I mean, you had a great career. Things are rolling along. You're looking at the trajectory of your life and your talents, and you're saying, gosh, I'm PGA bound here, until God had a different idea, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I lived and breathed it from 11 years old up into my early 20s, and you know, I felt like I had the talent, but you know, it's you never know what's going to happen in life. And so, after I finished college, I went to North Myrtle Beach to really gamble and try to get the money I needed to get on the tour, and it didn't work out. And it actually led me to really asking very important questions about life and purpose, and ultimately it would lead me to Christ, and my life has never been the same.
Oz, what is it about, you know, about any sport? I mean, you are one of, you know, I would say probably millions of people in the broader sense of the term who are so close but yet so far away. Maybe you're just a birdie or two away from making it, you know, to making it on the tour. I mean, baseball players, you know, I found out that, you know, if they only got one more hit in 20 at bats, that would lead them to the big dance. I mean, it's always just, you're right there and you see talented and gifted individuals in their sport discipline be so close. And, you know, and I remember thinking about that one time when I was, because I played golf. I didn't start playing golf till I was in my latter 40s, because I knew being the competitive animal that I am, that I would be practicing all the time. It would take away from my commitment to my family and that. And so I held off purposely. And so sure enough, you know, after the kids were grown up, it was okay. Now I can go and play golf. And of course, all the business relationships, it was amazing, you know, people that you couldn't get them to answer phone calls or take your phone call. Suddenly you play golf and they're calling you and say, hey, let's go out. Let's go play golf. And we're doing, you know, more business on the golf course than anywhere else, right?
Well, that's right. It's a great relationship builder, and it's you know, what game can you play up into your 70s or 80s, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And, you know, it's a wonderful game. And as years go by, you learn to appreciate different aspects of it. When you're young, you're competitive and you want to win and, you know, play that side of the game. But then as you get older, it's a game that you can just settle down with and just reassess your expectations and still enjoy the game.
Exactly. Well, for you, birdies, bogeys, and life's lessons from the game of golf, how did this happen?
Well, I've never written about golf, and, you know, I've written 24 books, and the most popular books are devotional books. So I just said, you know, why don't I write a devotional book that, you know, has some great stories about golf and professional golf and just general golf stories, and then tie it to some of the principles and analogies that the scriptures talk about. And there's so many of them, you know, I've thought about them for years. I've just never taken the time to write them down.
Right. So I imagine as you started to do this, because this is something you've been pondering, as you said, for many years, probably found the book just writing itself, right? Because here it is. You've experienced all this. This is, you know, 52 devotions, one for each week of the year, which, you know, I thought was really cool, because most devotional books I get, you know, you got to read them every day. This one is like, hey, this is going to be the focus, you know, this week, you know, and so I like the format of it, because I'm involved in several devotions and I'm going, okay, I want to do this, especially because of my love of golf. And, you know, so you bless me when, you know, I'm reading week one, for example, just fake it, right? So I thought, wow, okay, this is cool. This is week one. I go, not day one, week one. So that's cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah. The other reason I wrote it was, you know, golfers, especially non-believers, it's hard to know how to reach those people. You know, a book like this that, you know, has the golf stories and just the golf element to it can sneak in there and expose them to spiritual principles and truths that they might not ever get, you know, mm-hmm. never step inside a church. And but many believers have golfing friends and non-believing friends. And so this is a great little book to give as a gift or an outreach tool for people like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, where it's helped me, honest to be honest with you, is that just exactly as you said, is that I play golf on Saturday and Sunday morning. I don't, not one of the other men I play golf with are Christians. And I believe, okay, God's brought me there to be in their orbit, to be, you know, a reflection of his grace and his light. And sometimes, you know, I'm sitting there looking for that opportunity. I'm listening for that word, what I can do, you know, to, you know, to introduce them to the gospel message. And it's taken some time. You know, you think, okay, well, I'm a believer, you know, this should happen pretty quick. But, you know, this has been quite a process in God's time, you know.
That's right. You know, and golf is just a great place for building those relationships and, you know, having long-term relationships when you're a member of a club or, you know, mm-hmm. play regularly. And sometimes it's hard to bring up spiritual, you know, things to those that we're close to like that.
Right. Well, and especially, like I said, you know, with non-Christians, and I mentioned earlier, you know, sometimes the language can be a little coarse, you know, and, you know, but then they see, well, you know, well, Bill, you know, I noticed you don't talk like we do. What are you afraid to say? You know, in fact, somebody this past weekend asked me that question. What are you afraid to say that word? And I go, no, it's not that I'm afraid. I just choose not to, you know, that's not what I believe in. And, you know, and that's all I had to say. And they kind of, and they understood, you know, where I was coming from. So, again, just like in any kind of relationship, you build trust, you build relationship, right? And it happens, you know, one step at a time.
That's right. You know, and I like to, some of the stories I tell in the book are people who are believers who are on the professional tour, like Stuart Sink and mm-hmm. many others that are professing Christians, and it gives me an opportunity to talk about their faith and to, you know, maybe something about some of these golfers they don't actually know.
Exactly. Yeah, because people love stories at the end of the day, don't they?
They really do, and there's some great stories in this book.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to talk about those specifically. When we come back, we're going to go to a quick break. We've got more from Oz Hillman after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, friend. old-fashioned independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Oz Hillman is with us. Oz has had an incredible background when you read about him. He's the founder president of Marketplace Leaders Ministry, an organization whose purpose is to train men and women to fulfill their calling in and through their work life and to view their work as ministry. He formerly owned and operated an ad agency in Atlanta for 12 years, written over 24 books on faith and work-related subjects in a daily workplace email devotional entitled, I Love This, TGIF, Today God is First, which is read by hundreds of thousands of people daily in 105 countries. What an experience for you. I mean, you know, who would have thought, you know, from golf to ad agency work, and here you are doing work in the ministry. I also noted that you went to Bible college at Calvary Chapels Bible College. It was Pastor Chuck Smith. He must have been there at the time when you were there, right?
He certainly was. And when I went to school, it was in Twin Peaks.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. He used to come up there on the weekends sometimes, and I actually played volleyball with him a few times.
Yes. Yeah, he was an absolute blessing. There was no question whatsoever. I know I sat at his feet for many years there at Calvary. I was born and raised in Southern California, and after I got out of the Marine Corps, was blessed to learn under him and really pursue the Word of God. And it was his inspiration that, jettisoned me to Bible college. I didn't go there. I went to another Bible college, and it was just such a blessing because I appreciated, you know, his heart and how impactful he was, to the revival that was taking place not only in Southern California but around. But he's got such an incredible legacy of pastors that, came out of the drug culture, out of the hippie movement. Yeah. And it's amazing. I tell people sometimes, they go, gosh, you know, you're Pastor Chuck. And it's like all these pastors, Greg Laurie or whatever, Mike McIntosh, you know, dealing with drugs and all kinds of heartache and everything like that. And I go, my life wasn't quite that dramatic. I made my group of mistakes, no doubt about it. But, you know, still, it was like it came out of some of these very severe experiences that these guys had come through.
Well, that's right. It was an amazing thing what happened with Calvary Chapel and the Jesus movement. And I loved hearing some of the stories of how his other board members and elders responded to all these hippies coming in their church. And they said, they're bringing 30 feet into the church. And he said, well, just make them, leave their sandals off and we'll, they're fine.
Yes, exactly. Well, and also when you if you've seen the movie about Jesus Music, and Calvary was very much a part of it, and you had different benchmarks along the way, whether it was Pastor Chuck or Billy Graham, that really introduced and reinforced this movement of Jesus Music that was just so needed during the 70s and 80s, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I remember Tommy Coombs, who was one of the leaders of Maranatha Music. He stayed in my home one time. And, hearing the very innocent stories of all those people, it was just amazing.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, getting back to your book, you said that, you want to share some stories with us, because that's, when you hear how they've touched people directly and their personal stories, it really adds dimension to your ministry.
Yeah. Well, one of the stories I like telling is about in the late 60s, I have one of the devotionals called Arnold Palmer. And as an ambassador, and it was 1969, and the first Heritage Classic was being played on Hilton Head Island. I was 17 years old and part of a winning high school championship golf team, and me and a buddy decided to go over to Hilton Head and try and qualify on a Monday. Back then, you could just show up on a Monday qualifier on the PGA Tour and have a shot at it. So we went and we teed it up, and I shot 77 and didn't get in. But my friend, he shot 71 and made it into the tournament as a 17-year-old. he's still the youngest player ever to play in the the Heritage Golf Classic. Mm-hmm. So that afternoon, we went over to the Heritage Club and played a practice round. And that afternoon, it was really late when the sun was just going down over the horizon. And we were on the eighth green, and we looked behind us, and there was a guy coming up with his caddy. And the closer he got, the more we began to get bug-eyed and said, "Oh, my gosh, it's Arnold Palmer."
Oh,
well,
wow.
He came in and, greeted us after he got on the green, and we played number nine in with him.
And, oh, wow. Wow, what a treat.
Yes, that was a memory we'll never forget. And Palmer won the very first Heritage Classic that year in 1969.
Wow, what a great story! Yeah, this is the thing about golf. As you said, you can meet some characters in golf. And tell us another story. I mean, because athletes and golfers, like all athletes, can truly be characters, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And one of those characters was Sam Snead. And I write about him in an experience I had with him. It was around 1972, and I had qualified for the first leg of the U.S. Open. And so I had to qualify in Charlotte for the sectional qualifiers, and that was where all the tour players were qualifying. Mm-hmm. So I prepared to play that day, and I got on the first tee. And I'm getting ready to address the ball, and about 2 feet from me, I see these black shoes, literally 2 feet from my ball on the first tee. And I'm thinking, what kind of person is standing this close to me when I'm trying to tee off? Well, it was right. Sam Snead, and he stood there with his arms crossed, just staring at me. And you talk about intimidation to a young kid, I couldn't believe he did that. Well, I just decided I'm going to hit that ball down the fairway, and I did. But what an experience I'll never forget.
Wow. That's in your book also, you talk about, being there next to growing up next to the hallowed ground of Augusta. I had an opportunity here several years ago to play. It was part of the media day that they had there. And I just couldn't believe it. I felt like I was playing in a painting. It's just so stark and clear and just gorgeous, Augusta, Georgia, right? The home of the Masters.
Well, that's right. I grew up an hour away from there, and I had an orthodontist friend who basically adopted me when my dad died in an airplane crash when I was 14. And he was a golfer, and he kind of mentored me some. But every Friday, we would go to the Masters together. He had four tickets, so every Friday, we knew we were going to the Masters, and it was always a rich experience. And so as things would go later, I was not able to go, and he died, and his tickets died with him. But I used to go on Wednesdays before it went into a lottery, and I used to always enjoy taking someone who was not familiar or never been to the Masters. And I often said, okay, I have one bet that I'm going to have with you. And the bet is that if you can find one weed on the entire property, I will buy your dinner.
Yes.
Dinner. I never lost that bet.
Yeah, it is like that. It's just, it is spectacular. There's no doubt about it. Well, he's the founder and president of Marketplace Leaders, an organization designed to equip others to live out their calling in and through the marketplace. Oz Hillman has been our guest. Oz, thank you. God bless. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Liz Truss announced on Thursday she's leaving the job when a replacement can be elected. That should take about 1 week.
We've agreed that there will be a leadership election to be completed within the next week. This will ensure that we remain on a path to deliver our fiscal plans.
The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a last-minute appeal filed by Oklahoma death row inmate Benjamin Cole. The execution is scheduled before the end of Thursday. The Biden administration is tossing around a plan to jointly produce weapons with Taiwan. It aims to increase production capacity for U.S.-designed arms, speed their transfer, and strengthen deterrence towards China. San Diego and Houston baseball teams won last night in the Final Four race to the World Series. There is one game tonight, Yankees at the Houston Astros. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. 20 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to be joining my good friend Jeff Cruero and his audience in Louisiana in just a few moments. Always fun when we share our audience together and we simulcast both shows. That'll be coming up in just a few moments. But I'll tell you, over the weekend, people are still talking about the evisceration of Tim Ryan by J.D. Vance. I mean, it was brutal. I mean, he all but filleted him. He looked like, if you've ever been to one of those restaurants where they devein the shrimp and they leave him standing up, that's the way Tim Ryan looked. I mean, J.D. Vance did such a number on him in talking about, Ryan thought he had a high ground position on abortion and immigration. Asked by a debate moderator what limits, if any, he supports regarding abortion, Ryan responded that he wanted to codify Roe v. Wade. He goes, that was established law for 50 years. Well, if it was established law, you wouldn't have to codify it, but that's okay. He said, we didn't have all the chaos that we're having now, the congressman said. We've got to have some moderation on this issue. Well, that's maybe chaos out in the street, but can you imagine the chaos that went inside, with babies, 63 million plus being aborted, what kind of chaos that brought. But no, let's not talk about that. Well, he says that's a trick response because Roe did not establish any set time limit during the pregnancy after which abortions would be illegal. The majority in Roe said after the age of viability of the baby outside the womb, the court referenced 24 weeks, 6 months. The state may, if it chooses, regulate or even prescribe abortion. Well, Vance pointed to his opponent's vote for Women's Health Protection Act, which goes well beyond Roe, to start making the case that Ryan is an extremist on the issue. He says that he doesn't want to codify Roe.
And,
he
Bill
voted
Martinez
for a piece of legislation.
He was joining us
anyway,
right here
we'll talk
on the
here. Here he is.
Program. Hey, Bill.
We can hear Jeff. Hey, Jeff, we're doing great. And we were just talking and sharing with the audience about how J.D. Vance eviscerated Ryan during their debate. I mean, people over the weekend are still talking about it. I'll tell you, Vance's expression against, you know, those extremists that are supporting abortion, you know, was right to the point. And it should be something that, you know, the conservative world should embrace, because I thought it was very honest. It was very much to the point of what this is all about, because we're not talking about a rare exception. You know, what the left always wants to do is take a minor exception, like what about the case of, you know, the threat of the mother's life or incest or rape and that sort of thing, which is, you know, according to Guttmacher, is probably less than 1% of any abortion. But they want to take that aspect and apply it to the 99% and justify some sort of emotional right at the expense of the life of the child.
Yeah, this is an issue that I think J.D. Vance pointed out can work on behalf of the Republicans, because
yes,
real radicals, extremists, are the Democrats who push for this abortion on demand and abortion at any time. And that is not in line with the thinking and the values of the American people. So, you know, the media keeps saying that abortion is an issue that is helping the Democrats, but it can be, I think, presented in a way that can help the Republicans, because the real extremists on the issue are the Democrats.
Yeah,
because, I mean, they're the extreme on this issue and so many other issues, and we need candidates like J.D. and others pointing that out to the American people.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and this is, again, the reality, like you said, is, you know, people really need to understand how to express this and what they're addressing, not to get caught up in the emotion of it, but in to get into the reality. And the majority, I mean, already polling states, when you ask the right question about abortion, the majority of Americans do not want abortion on demand up to seconds before a child is naturally born.
Exactly right. And I think that is what some Democrats want. And some of the extremists are people like Stacey Abrams running for governor of Georgia. That's not in line with the values of the people of Georgia. So I think the whole thing can be turned around. And that's another issue that can be, I think, presented in a way that will help the Republican candidates. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, obviously, when you've got the economy cratering as it is, that is the number one issue in this election.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Economy,
well,
inflation. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that people aren't able to pay their bills, and you have a president running around saying the economy is strong as hell.
I know. You wonder what la-la land world he lives in. And, you know, the other thing that came out of this deal, too, Jeff, is I'm sure moderators are not going to bring up the case of that 10-year-old Ohio girl who was raped and her family took her to neighboring Indiana to get an abortion because the six-week limit had passed in her home state. Of course, it's been clarified that that young girl still could have had an abortion in Ohio, that there were reasonable exceptions. But what J.D. Vance clarified, said, look at what my opponent had supported was open borders. And, oh, yeah, who was it that raped this 10-year-old girl? It was an illegal immigrant. And that illegal immigrant wouldn't have been in the state had his opponent not supported open borders.
And that is an issue that I think can really resonate with a lot of Americans because I don't think there are many Americans that support a wide-open border.
Oh, no,
and
no,
I think,
exactly.
You look at the crime, you look at the fentanyl deaths, you look at the drug overdose deaths. There are people all over the country that have been impacted by this, family members, friends, loved ones that have been impacted by the fentanyl crisis that has been exacerbated by this open border. So, yeah, that's an issue that can work as well. And their policy is insane, Bill. Their policy is wide open borders, let anything into the country, any immigrants, any drugs, any weapons, and potential terrorists as well.
Exactly, that we don't even know about. And all it took was, what, maybe a dozen terrorists at 9/11 or so? And here we are, we're letting in hundreds, thousands. I mean, God only knows because of all the gotaways who are involved, not to mention the fact that most of these migrants who are coming into the country that we want to support, they are captured by the cartels. They're owned and operated by the cartels, Jeff. So what loyalty do they have? Do they have loyalty? And it's interesting that the administration wants to kick out all Venezuelans because I think the Venezuelans know, rightfully so from experience, what's happening in America. You know, some Venezuelan friends that I've recently made are shocked to see what's happening here in this country because they say, look, we're like reliving Venezuela all over again here in America. And they're speaking out against it. And the Biden administration, that's the last thing they want to hear.
That is a great point. And that's exactly the same situation with Cuban Americans. And
yes.
They haven't been very welcoming with Cuban Americans because they are fleeing communism. They know the problems with socialism, dictatorships, communism. Same with the Venezuelans. They've been living under the heavy hand of Maduro. He's a murderous dictator. Same with what's going on in Cuba. Those are the kind of people we want here because
exactly
alert Americans about the dangers of what we're doing, Bill, to our country.
Without a doubt. America is the world's last hope. We're the Obi-Wan Kenobi of the world right now, Jeff Carrere. And if we don't take a stand and push back against these knuckleheads, I mean, you know, the World Economic Forum that is committed to their holy trinity of money, power, and control. That's what they want. That's what it's all about. All this other stuff is a sideshow because they're hurting. They're hurting America. They're hurting people all over the world into this prescribed end of being captured and being controlled and being a data bit and being an asset to the, to the collective.
Yeah, they're pushing the collective. They're pushing the power of the few, the elite, at the expense of the people. And this country was founded by inspirational geniuses who vested the power in we the people.
Yes.
So everything is being turned upside down in this country, Bill. As you know, we're having our constitutional rights taken away on a daily basis. We're fighting for our rights. We're fighting for our freedoms. And we have got a lot on the line coming up in 22 days.
Without a doubt.
Stop this assault.
Mm-hmm. Well, and by the way, Jeff, I remind your audience as well, coming up tomorrow, you're going to have the documentary released of the real Anthony Fauci based on his book. This is a powerful, powerful reveal on the real Anthony Fauci and the whole cabal and mechanisms of Big Pharma and, you know, greedy Americans who have participated in this power-grabbing control of the American people.
Yeah.
Very powerful. Recommend it to everybody.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New
American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. And we've got a regular from Dr. Phil's show, Dr. Charles Sophie, going to be joining us to talk about family values. Dr. Sophie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, appreciate the opportunity to talk about family values, a reset for trust, boundaries, and connection with your child. Why did you feel this book had to be written?
Well, I felt this had to be written because sitting as the medical director for L.A. County Child Services, the foster care system here, it's the largest in the country, I saw families who were suffering at the cause of this system and didn't need to be, and I also see in my private practice all kinds of populations and cultures, and families need help. And now post-pandemic, they need help even more. They're going sideways.
Exactly.
And they're losing sight of the structure of family.
I mean, you're talking thousands of stories of real life people here that you deal with on a daily basis, right?
Correct.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course they run the entire spectrum of these kids that have been affected by, you know, things of life that you and I couldn't even imagine. But you're seeing this, and then you're trying to communicate it with everybody, going, look, at, we've got trouble here in River City. And how do you let people know how severe and critical this problem is?
Well, by doing what I'm doing with you on the phone and writing this book and being able to let people know not to be scared by a process that needs to happen so that they can get back on track, because it's not overwhelming, even though it may sound or feel that way.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you're in a situation where you've got, let's just say, for the lack of, trying to keep it simple, or for the need to keep it simple, is that, you know, we all have dysfunction. I mean, that seems to be the common term in our families, some more, some less. And so often in this disposable culture we live in, we think it's easier just to kind of just, you know, dispose of the problem as opposed to dealing with it.
Correct. And covering it up with substances or it coming out in domestic violence, they're not the answers for families, because longevity is what you want from your family and values in your family. And I just want people to know it's easy to get back on track. I've made up a two-step simple process so that they can just take an assessment and get on track and really just rebuild.
Mm-hmm. What is that process?
I call it the SOFI method. The first step is called SWEET. It's an acronym for five key areas of your life that need to be in balance. The first is sleep, for the S, S-W-E-E-P, sleep, quality and quantity of sleep for you as an individual and how you view that as your family. The W is work for you as a parent. What do you do those 8 hours or 10 hours a day, and is it purposeful? Are you happy? And for your child, looking at their academic setting, is it the right place for them to learn, and is it the social place for them? And the first E is about eating. Do you eat well, good food, feed your children good food? Are they hypoglycemic and not eating properly, and that's part of this? And do you eat as a family? The second E is about emotional expression, dealing with your emotions, learning how to do that, and teaching your children, and then emoting together. And then the P is play, hobbies and things you do yourself and things you do with others and your family and that kind of thing. Five areas to keep in balance. After that, you take an assessment, you make a roadmap as a family to see where you need to plug in things. And it doesn't have to be done overnight because you didn't get here overnight. But just something simple as looking at sleep will change the whole dynamic of your family.
Yeah, it's amazing that any one of those five, and as you say, and it's something that I often tell my children, is that in a process, you've got to crawl before you walk, before you run. You know, some people, some type A's might want to attack all five of these issues all at the same time. And I'm sure you probably caution them to say, hey, look, it's, just take little bites, right?
Correct. It didn't happen overnight. It's not going to change overnight. Be patient. But starting the process is the biggest, toughest step. But that's what I want to take the fear out of.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, for you, as you have developed the SOFI method in the SWEEP acronym, this is awesome. This is a great tool here that you've come up with. And this is working. I mean, you've got empirical evidence that, look at it, you're, you know, mindful of your sleep and your work, you know, being happy and fulfilled, which is quite interesting because I was reading a U.S. labor study here not that long ago, said that only about 10% of people at work today find themselves in a fulfilled position, you know, which I think is kind of sad, you know, but that's a whole other story unto itself. And then, of course, eating well and good food and diet and, you know, the emotional expression. Let's break emotional expression down, because you said it's mutual. You know, you need to be able to emote yourself, but also to hear the emotions of your family members, right?
Correct. And many parents find the toughest thing to do is to be able to just listen to their child, whether they're ranting and raving or tantruming or screaming. There's nothing wrong with listening to your child and respectfully talking to them when they're done, or asking them to calm down and then we can talk, but showing them the respect you would want them to show you, because you're their role model no matter what, and they will do whatever you are going to do. So that's the hardest thing for a parent to want to listen, but if you could listen, that's 50% of the battle.
Especially, you know, from a parent who is used to fixing things, right? Because we want to get on to solution. This is what I'm guilty of. I will admit that, you know, my son emotes and it's just like my guts are being twisted, and I want to get to the solution. I want to get behind it. Okay, I get it. You know, we've already heard the story five times, but that's what they need to do. If it's you know, the same old thing and you go in a cycle, you just gotta. Yeah, it's wearing. It's a challenge, but I can admit that on the other side of it, you feel okay. It was worth it.
Yes, because they need to be shown that respect to talk and to show their emotions in a safe way. Otherwise, they don't feel emotionally safe, and then they don't want to deal with you anymore, and then they start to shut you out, and they have an inner world going on that you don't know about. And it's the toughest job of parenting, is listening.
Yeah, without a doubt. We're talking family values. Reset Trust Boundaries and Connection with Your Child is a new book by a 20-year contributor to Dr. Phil. Dr. Charles Sophie is our guest. You speak of five essentials of a family portrait and what makes them essential. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. I parallel that getting a portrait of your family as a process of building something that will then stay as a tradition and a value in your family. And just like coming together as a group of people to decide what you're going to wear, where you're going to do the setting, and what you're going to cover it with, glass, plastic, whatever, what kind of frame and where you're going to hang it are all the key essentials of building a group project that's going to stay forever in your family and hang on a wall. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing as doing this two-step process will give you the values and the structure that your children will then carry on, and you don't have to go through this again, and they won't have to go through this. They'll have stuff to take with them that's healthy.
I like that idea. Isn't that awesome? I mean, because again, the power of a photo, a picture that we even imagine in our own minds what that looks like, that is something we can come back to time and again and revisit, right?
Right. And you'll sit there and say, oh my God, remember that day when your hair wouldn't do the way that it needed to do, or, you know, I ripped my dress, or, you know, right. It's memories and it's values and it's tradition and it's things that will carry on forever.
Yeah, exactly. And because they do have that long-lasting effect, they really are essential, aren't they?
They're worth it. They're a picture's worth a thousand words.
Yeah, as they say. How about some tips or tools for communicating, connecting, and being a role model to raise these confident and capable children that we all want?
It's difficult because parents come with their own stuff that they don't really sift through to understand. And many parents will say to me, oh, I'm just going to do the exact opposite of what my parents did because I didn't like what they did. Well, that's the exact way to become your parents that you don't want to be becoming. So you need to take self-inventory. So there's some questionnaires in the book, and then you do your sweep on yourself and you sweep your kids. And once you have yourself in line as much as you can, then you become the parent you want to be. And you're not going to run into the things that you don't want to be or have experienced in your past. So being a role model has to be cleaned up first so that you know who you want to be. And then, you know, you can be the best parent you want.
Yeah, and I like what you're saying here in terms of focus. I mean, we become that which we focus on. So even focusing on the negative produces the very thing we don't want, just like you said, right?
Exactly. Everybody says, I'm going to do the opposite. Well, guess what? That's where you're going to end up doing that.
Yeah.
You're going to do the same thing you don't want to do.
It was an interesting story, it was about a baseball game. It was a World Series game. And it was a coach had gone to the pitcher and said, whatever you do, do not throw this guy high and tight. That is chum bait for him. He will take you long. So make sure you don't throw it high and tight. So what does the pitcher remember?
High and tight.
High and tight. And guess where the ball goes? High and tight, and over the fence.
Right.
So, to your point, exactly. This is, you know, it reminded me of that story again. It came to mind. I go, oh, that's right. That's exactly what happened. So we focus on the negative. We get the negative, and we wonder what the heck's wrong. Well, hey, it's all about reassessing what it is that we're focusing on.
Right, because otherwise you run right into it.
That's amazing. Oh, we're really not all that complicated as we think, are we?
No, we're not. That's why I wanted to make it simple.
That's great. Well, this is awesome. So what is the one thing that you hope readers, Dr. Sophie, will take away, you know, from your book?
That it's never too late to be a better parent or to be the parent you want to be. And every child deserves a great parent. And no matter if you have an adult child or a child, it's never too late to be who you need to be. And they deserve it.
Exactly. And so do you. Family values. It's all about resetting trust, boundaries, and connection with your child. It's a new book by a 20-year contributor to Dr. Phil. Dr. Charles Sophie has been with us. Dr. Sophie, again, thank you so much. The book is going to be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. You're awesome. Appreciate you. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I start.